We are with our old friend, Dave Snell. I mean old because of a long time, not because he's old. I am. Dave is the play-by-play voice of the Bradley Braves, the Hall of Famer. Dave, tell people new to our website just how long for you here with Bradley.
This is a 47th year. I started in the 79-80 season.
Wait a minute. You are old. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Bradley went to their first NCAA tournament since 1954 that year. So the best part of this is the people that you meet, the young men that you are around and become lifelong friends, and people in the business like yourself. I mean, so I enjoy it. Tonight is 1,475.
Good night. That's amazing. I don't want to talk so much about the game because we're going to, I'll throw this up like after the game or tomorrow. Bradley, man, there's some nights that look like world beaters and some nights they look like the young team that they are. And it's a team that's trying to grow into themselves. What are they going to have to do these final six games to really be where they want to be when they get to St. Louis?
More consistent. It's, I mean, they'll play terrific like they did against Drake. And then the other half of the Iowa trip was disappointing. Now you got to give the Panthers credit because they played very, very well defensively and really shut them down. So in this league, you never, never go into a game thinking, oh, this is going to be easy, because it's not. There are so many teams that are very, very equal and probably more than I can remember in a long, long time. But that's it. Sometimes their defense is a problem. And you know how Brian is about defense. And then if your offense is not working, then sometimes on the defensive end, they're a little scrambled. So they are young, but they do have their share of veterans too, as we saw in Des Moines with Alex Hubrich, who was Duke Dean for a night that night.
For people that haven't seen Bully play, talk about Johnson.
You know, I did a story with him for the Valley, and we talked about how football has paid off for him. He is now finding, though, that there are no secrets in the Missouri Valley Conference, because at the beginning of the year, he was going to the basket between, you know, people like a football player going through the four hole, you know, and he is very strong. He worked out in the weight room quite a bit. He's a very good perimeter shooter. But I think his going to the basket and going to the free throw line has diminished somewhat because of film. They watch it and they say, we can't let this guy get inside. And if we do, we need two guys to try to block his shot. So that has come about. He's still a very, very good player.
50 years of the Missouri Valley Tournament, 36 in St. Louis. Give me one or two St. Louis Arch Madness moments.
Deion Jackson's shot against that SMS at that time, now Missouri State. My broadcast partner, Chad Klein, inbounded the ball to Anthony Parker. Everybody thought he was going to take the shot, but that they were going to screen for Dwayne Funchess to come to the free throw line. He messed the play up, so it was Deion that came out, and the ball got away. Ben Candlebender, and he raced for the ball. He picked it up and threw it over his shoulder and won the game. That's number one. And I think the shot that that won the tournament for Northern Iowa, when the ball bounces off the rim and comes down, that those two really pop into my mind. There are so many great games that even not in the championship game, but one was a semifinal, the other was the final. And there's nothing like that tournament. And this year, I know the two strongest teams in the league, but not necessarily will they get there, because every game, including Evansville and Indiana State, which has lost more games in the last possession than I can think of, and I wouldn't want to play anybody, but you've got to play somebody.
Final question. That year that, several Missouri Valley teams go to the Sweet 16, Bradley's one of them. That's such a special, unique year, both in St. Louis, but then in the NCAA tournament.
Well, yeah, and Missouri State deserved to be fifth in that league and go to the NCAA. But that was Wichita and Bradley, both made the Sweet 16. Evansville made the tournament in that league, and I'm trying to think of it.
Probably Southern.
Southern Illinois. In fact, we went to the same regional at Auburn Hills, and they got a hold of West Virginia that had that real good center at that time with tattoos all over him. I can't remember his name right off the hand, but that was a terrific year for the Valley. And will that ever happen again? Doubtful.
That's Dave Snell. He is the best. You're the dean now. You're the guy.
Yeah, I'm the dean. My hair has changed colors maybe a couple times, but I love it. I still enjoy it every game. You never know when it's going to be your last. So, you know, God has blessed me so much with an ability and the opportunity to meet people that I would have never met in my life.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see you.